Okay, so today's going to be our first, you know, shiur on the topic of Birchas Torah. This will take us to the end of the summer. We will not be able to finish all of it, but we'll try to hopefully at least pick out many of the, you know, the ikar aspects of the sugya. So the sugya, the main gemara, there are two main gemaras. One gemara in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the other one in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yud Aleph Amud Beis really discusses many of the details Birchas Torah shouldn't get to, you know, as we go along in the sugya. But Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph is the place to start with, because that's where the gemara brings down the makor for Birchas Torah. And whenever you're looking into a topic, right, always the basic questions are to ask, is Daraisa, Darabanan, what's the nature of the particular din? And always the best place to look is to look at the makor, if there is a makor, you know, offered by the gemara. So let's everyone turn to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going to see how the gemara presents the or introduces the din of Birchas Torah, and not only focusing on the makor, but what the gemara compares it to. All these things will be telling in terms of the nature of the din. The title, especially this might be your last or second to last day. Would you mind taking it away?
So we have a pasuk for benching.
Right, so far.
What? And how do we know Birchas Torah before you start learning?
Minah. You exactly love that. Big words. Yeah. Okay.
Plus it says, Hashem Hashem Ekra, then when you call out Hashem's name, bring Godel.
Exactly right. Ascribe, you know, greatness, you know, gedula, goldel, to Hashem. So right off the bat, even if you stop here, right, there seem to be a number of indications that the simple pshat in the Gemara is that it's Doraisa. What's the simplest indication, Natano?
Minotorah.
It says Minotorah. It says Minayin lebirchas Torah lefanah Minotorah. How do you know that it's Minotorah, that it's Doraisa? And then the Gemara brings what? Brings a pasuk. Kishem Hashem Akra. So right off the bat, right, the basic implication would be that it is Midoraisa, both from the lashon of Minotorah and the fact that it quotes a pasuk. And also, always look at context, what does the Gemara seem to be comparing it to?
Benching,
which for sure is Doraisa. And we're going to see in just a moment, the Gemara is even going to compare them, compare the two of these chidah. So again, all indications seem to be, right, from the lashon Minotorah, the drasha, seemingly the drasha Gemura, the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Akra, and the, right, the juxtaposition or the comparison to benching all seem to imply right off the bat that the chi of Birchas Torah is Midoraisa. But while many Rishonim, as we will see, adopt, right, this approach that is Doraisa, there are going to be a number of Rishonim who assume that it's only Midrabanan. And this comes off of the fact that one prominent Rishon does not cite Birchas Torah in the Minyan Mitzvos. What's that Rishon?
Rambam.
Right, the Rambam, right, omits the din of Birchas Torah from Minyan Mitzvos. We'll see in contrast to the Ramban, right? The Ramban's gonna, in his Shichras HaEssen, right, the Ramban has a list of mitzvos that the Rambam, he feels, that the Ramban feels left out, and one of them is going to be Birchas Torah. So some point out, namely the Mefarish, the Megillas Esther, one of the Pirushim on the Rambam, Megillas Esther says, oh, the fact that the Rambam omits Birchas Torah from Minyan Mitzvos implies, says the Megillas Esther, implies that the Rambam thinks that it's only Midrabanan. So what does the Megillas Esther say? What is the Rambam going to do with this drasha of Kishem Hashem Akra?
Esmachta.
Right? So it's important to note that while the simple pshat in the Gemara, all these indications seem to imply that it's Dor, right? So it's important to note that there is a group of Rishonim, perhaps headlined by the Rambam, who think that it's only Midrabanan. And as the Megillas Esther points out, they're going to interpret this Gemara as only being an Asmachta Ba'alma. The drasha here, although it sounds like it's Midoraisa, you can interpret it as only being an Asmachta. Yeah.
So his Gersa wouldn't have the words Minotorah?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Could be. If there's an alternative Gersa, that'd be great. Always, you know, hesitant to say that without any indication. Yeah. But seeming either that or Latafka. Uh-huh. You know, exactly. Or more like, oh, exactly. Interpret Minatorah in a very loose, Asmachta-esque way of where do you find any reference in the Torah to the Inyan of Birchas Torah, and this would be the Asmachta. So I would prefer that approach, you know, absent any, you know, indication. Okay. So again, that could be like a Ke'in Doraisa idea. That it's
like, Birchas Mazon is a Doraisa, so it seems like you're comparing it also to be a Doraisa.
You're right. That's the pash pshat. But if you think it's drabbanan, you're going to say that the takana drabbanan of birchas Torah, it would be kein de oraisa of birchas amazon perhaps, and that would be the basis. But you're right, 100%. The pash pshat of the Gemara, all these indications seem to point in the direction of the oraisa. I'm just pointing out that you have this omission of the Rambam, which is interpreted by some, such as Megillas Esther, as showing that he holds that it is drabbanan, and would therefore interpret this drasha as only in a smachta ba'am. But either way, whether it's Raisa or Drabbanan, again, we're going to see the Shittos, many of the Shittos in just a moment, it's clear that there for sure is a Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. That's clear in the Gemara. But what's not clear in the Gemara is what's the nature of this Chiyuv. What type of bracha, namely, in other words, what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? We know there are various categories of brachos. There are Birchas HaMitzvos, there are Birchas HaShevach, there are Birchas HaNenin. And the question is, to which category of bracha does Birchas HaTorah fall under? That's going to be right the main, call the organizing principle, the way we're going to organize the different shittos regarding the nature of Birchas HaTorah, is what type of bracha is it? As you can imagine, this question of what type of bracha is going to impact, obviously, the nature of the bracha, and it's going to have many nafkamina, as we will see moving forward. So that's what we're going to discuss right now. What exactly is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? So the first approach we're going to develop is the approach that it is a Birchas HaShevach. Right? Seems to be the Pasha Pasha in the Gemara, right? Is that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach in the sense that before you learn Torah, a person is Mechuyev, perhaps Midaraisa, to offer Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Torah that he is about to learn. Basically, as we'll see different formulations, to thank Hashem for affording us this opportunity to have the Torah, to learn the Torah, to benefit from the Torah. Oh, Shevach v'Hodah, they would normally go together. Yeah, Birchas HaShevach v'Hodah is generally one category. So the first approach that's going to be a Birchas HaShevach. So the first makor for this idea seems to be the Gemara itself, right? Always very important to look at the Lashonos and the implications of the Gemara themselves, not just the Rishonim. So the first makor on this list that implies that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShevach is the Gemara itself. So just read a couple more lines. So first we read the drasha of Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godol Elokeinu. Actually, let's analyze that first, right? So just the drasha itself seems to apply that it is a Birchas HaShevach. Netanel, why does the drasha itself seem to imply that?
Same way that benching is a Shevach.
Okay, good. So that's the Gemara's comparison to benching. But just from the drasha itself of Kishem Hashem, why is the drasha itself seem to imply this? Exactly. Right, the lashon of Kishem Hashem Akra, when you read the Shem Hashem, we'll get back to that in just a moment, Havu Godol Elokeinu, right, the mashmos, the implication of Havu Godol is to offer praise, to offer, to ascribe the greatness to Hashem. The implication of the pasuk itself seems to be that it's all about offering Shevach to Hashem. So the first diyuk, right, before getting to the comparison of the Gemara to Birchas HaVosan, is just from the drasha itself of Kishem Hashem Akra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. But in line with what we're saying right now, that the simple pshat of the pasuk is all about, right, that when you learn Torah, you have to offer Shevach to Hashem, we have to then ask a question, right? If this really is a drasha gemura, which therefore implies Shevach, you have to figure out, how does the resha of the pasuk relate to Torah? What do the words mean? Kishem Hashem Akra. What does Kishem Hashem Akra mean?
When you say Shem Hashem.
Right? When you enunciate Shem Hashem. And in fact, right, the Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Zayin, that Rashi quotes, right, has a drasha from this pasuk about the recitation, the enunciation of Shem Hashem, right? The Gemara in Yuma, which I had you see, Lamed Zayin, is even clearer than Rashi's quotation, says explicitly, the drasha is, right, Bisha'a sha'ani maskir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I, Moshe talking, say the name of Hashem, you, Atem Havu Godol, you have to basically, respond with praise in the form of Amen. So the question is, yeah, that drasha in Yuma makes a lot of sense, right? The puzzle's all about reciting Shem Hashem, and when someone recites Shem Hashem, everyone else is to respond to the Shevach. So that I understand. But what is the Gemara's interpretation of Kishem Hashem Akra as referring to Talmud Torah? What's the connection between Shem Hashem and Talmud Torah itself? So, an idea I always heard from my father-in-law, Right, he's very into this idea. And actually, you know, over the summer, when I was preferring the sugya, I found that the Marsha says this as well. I signed it actually when I found what came up for Shabbos. I actually showed him this Marsha. It's tucked away in Chidushe Agados. He was actually very excited to see it. He had not seen it before. The idea that my father-in-law suggests and earlier is this Maharsha on the spot Chafal von Aleph in Chidushe Agados is that what's the connection, right, between Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah? What does the Maharsha say? Exactly, right. Famous idea in the Medrash, and we'll see, is an idea also famously quoted by the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, that there's a Midrashic idea that the Torah itself is comprised of Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this idea, right, as the Ramban spells out, that the Maharsha invokes, right, is this idea that if, right, there's, that the word, that the letters of the Torah, if you mix around, if you, let's say, the breaks, right, if you break the words down, right, if you break the letters down differently, right, those really comprise the Shemos Hashem. So this idea is, according to the Maharsha, my father-in-law, why is it that the Pasav Kishem Hashem Akra, which all about Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be a makor for Birchas HaTorah, is because the Torah itself is comprised of Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that explains how you have this, right, assuming that's a Drasha Gemura, like we're assuming now, that's all about Shevach, how do you, you know, bridge that gap from Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Birchas HaTorah? The idea is that because the Torah itself is comprised of Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's important to note, once we mention this idea, that this idea of, right, this idea of the Torah being comprised of Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself presents an important yisod about Torah. And again, we're going to see a theme throughout this topic, because what's beautiful about this Sugya Birchas Torah is that so many yisodos about Limud HaTorah come out from the Sugya Birchas Torah. And one of them is we're going to see right now. All right, this idea, right, you might ask, like, it seems like a strange idea. What is this idea? What's the purpose of the Torah being comprised of Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the yisod underlying this idea? So I think this simple idea coming out, right, the simple yisod, is that generally, right, in Yanei Hashkafa, in Yanei Machshava, a shame, right, represents like the essence of something. Right, if you want to understand the essence of a person, of a being, you look at the name, because the name describes. And in terms of like relating to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of times you look at the different shemos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to better understand, right, kivyachol, if we can understand Hashem, we can understand Hashem through his shemos. So if the fact that, right, the Torah itself is comprised of shemos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, that tells us a very important yisod, that the Torah is a way for us to attain yediyas Hashem. Just like we can attain to get a better understanding of Hashem through, you know, analyzing his shmosav, right, his shemos, look at the yigamol midos racham, and by analyzing each of those shemos, that's a way for us to access to understand Hashem better. So too, according to this, right, this medrash, this the Ramban, that Torah itself is comprised of shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is, because Torah itself is like the shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that Torah is a way, affords us the opportunity to better understand Hashem himself. And that's this idea of the Torah being comprised of Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us that if we want to understand Hashem better, right, one way to understand Hashem is by understanding his Torah. And that's the idea of the Torah being comprised of Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a makor for this idea, I didn't assign this because, you know, a lot of makoros to see, but a makor which relates to this idea that if you want to understand Hashem better, it's through learning Torah, is the famous Rabbeinu Yonah in Masechas Avos, right? Aleph, right? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph on the Mishnah and Avos, which says Hevu Mesunim Bedin, that a person should be, you know, should be patient, should be focused on din, on Chosha Mishpat. And the Rabbeinu Yonah famously explains, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel of Haskel V'Yadoa Osi. Right, the pasuk says, if you want to understand and to know me, Hashem says, right, if you want to understand and to know me, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, how do you accomplish this Haskel V'Yadoa Osi? Is through learning Torah. That the way to understand Hashem better is through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is a conduit for Yediyas Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Yonah there famously says, if you want to understand Hashem's, you know, midos of tzedek and mishpat and chesed, be focused, learn focus your limud on choshen mishpat, on nezikin, because it's through that realm of, you know, learning nezikin of habu misunim bedin, that we're able to basically come to yediyas Hashem to understand the character traits of tzedek, mishpat, and chesed, which are all associated with din. So again, a mekor, right, for this idea that Talmud Torah is a means for yediyas Hashem, is this famous Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos Aleph Aleph. So again, all coming back to this yisod of the Torah being comprised of Shemosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, which on the one hand helps us understand why Kishem Hashem Akra is a makor for Birchas HaTorah, and the other hand teaches a very important yisod that, right, that Torah is a way, is a conduit for Yediyas Hashem. Okay? So Ankan was analyzing the drasha of Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godel Elokeinu, which is the first indication in the Gemara that the Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaShevach. But as Natana pointed out, there's another indication in the Gemara that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. And where does that come from? From the comparison
to
Benching. All right? And how do we know that they're compared? Let's read a couple more lines in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara doesn't just quote the two drashas back to back. Right? That's one. Right? On one level, the Gemara, after bringing the drasha, the makor, for Birchas HaMazon, it brings the makor for Birchas HaTorah. So again, that juxtaposition itself is telling, but the Gemara takes it one step further. So it's Birchas HaTorah, see Lachare, in terms of the Kal V'chomers.
Amar B'Yochanan, Lamadnu Birchas HaTorah L'Achareha Min Birchas HaMazon Mikal V'chomer, Birchas HaMazon L'Faneha Min Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'chomer.
Okay, so then the Gemara goes into details, but the Gemara now suggests that, once we have a Makor for Birchas HaMazon L'Achareha, and a Makor for Birchas HaTorah Lefanea, we can use Kal V'chomers to extend the Birchas HaTorah Lefanea, right, to teach you Birchas HaMazon Lefanea, and to teach you Birchas HaTorah La'achare, right, each one, you know, telling us about the other. So again, we'll get to the details, in a little later in this year, but just the fact that the Gemara offers as a Havamina this suggestion to have Kal V'chomer to learn from Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMazon, from Birchas HaMazon to Birchas HaTorah, that suggestion itself, right, seems to assume that these two brachos are similar in nature. And we know that what type of brachos is Birchas HaMazon? Exactly. Birchas HaMazon is clearly Birchas HaShevach. So the fact that the Gemara seems to be equating Birchas HaTorah with Birchas HaMazon by, right, extending, from Lefaneh and Lachareh, that's another indication, in addition just to the content of the drosh of Kishim Hashem Akra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, the fact that the Gemara seems to equate Birchas HaMazon with Birchas HaTorah and tries to learn from one to the other, that seems to only make sense that they both share the same nature of being a Birchas HaShevach. Because again, if they're both about Shevach, then you can say, so Birchas HaTorah tells us the Shevach Lifana, Birchas HaMazon tells us the Birchas HaShevach L'Acharah, so then you can carry one to the other if they're both Shevach. But if they have completely different natures, if Birchas HaMazon is a Shevach, but Birchas HaTorah is something completely different, it's either a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaNenin, so we'll see alternative approaches, so then what's the tzad to learn from one to the other? It's completely different. Maybe a Birchas HaShevach is L'Acharah, but the Birchas HaNenin / a Birchas HaMitzvah is Lefaneh. Where do you see that you can have a Birchas HaShevach Lefaneh? Where do you see that you would find a Birchas HaMitzvah? No, La'achareh. So the fact that the Gemara has this equation and has this attempted limud from Birchas HaMazon to Birchas HaTorah and from Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMazon, it seems to be very clear that the Gemara seems to be assuming, at least at this point, that just like Birchas HaMazon is a Birchas HaShevach, so too Birchas HaTorah is also a Birchas HaShevach. And then when the Gemara has the Pirchos, right, even the Lamaskana, right, the Gemara Lamaskana ends up rejecting these Kal V'chomers. Just skip a couple lines to see the Ikkel HaMifrach, Netano, right around the
Ikkel HaMifrach, Mal HaMazon, Shukein Nana, Mal HaTorah, Shukein Chaye Olam,
Olam. Alright, so what's the Gemara saying? Ma'ala Mazon Shekein Nana. Maybe Dafka Birchas Mazon La'acharah. Why? Shekein Nana. Right? Because something to do with, we'll develop this more in the context of seeing the Sefer HaChinuch. When it comes to Shekein Nana, when it comes to physical satiation, there it makes sense to have a bracha la'acharah. But when it comes to Shekein Chaya Olam, when you're talking about, the spiritual opportunity to gain Olam Haba, so that makes sense to do Davka Lifana. That's what the Gemara is saying. But according to this Mahalak, we're saying that Right, according to this, the current approach, that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. It's coming from the Gemara. We're being medayik from the Gemara's suggested Kal V'chomers. So this approach is going to say that even the Maskana, these Pirchos, are not rejecting the overall assumption. The Gemara still says they're both Shevach. The Gemara is just saying that it makes more sense to have a Shevach related to physical hana afterwards, and the Shevach related to spiritual opportunities, lifana. That's why Tavka Birchas Hamazon is lachara, and Birchas HaTorah is lefana. But again, according to this approach, even the Maskana thinks they're both forms of Shevach, and the Gemara and the Pirchos is just saying that, oh, but the Shevach is more appropriate lachara when it comes to physical hana, and the Shevach is more appropriate lefana when it comes to, let's say, spiritual opportunities. But they're both still Birchas HaShevach, meaning Shevach oriented, even the Maskana. Right, so Adkan, we'll get to Meir's question in just a moment. But Adkan, we had the first makor. Oh, fell away. Okay, as Adkan, the first makor for the approach of Birchas HaShevach is the simple reading of the Gemara, both in terms of the drasha itself from Kishem Hashem Akra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, point number one, and point number two, the comparison of the Gemara between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah again also implies along these lines that Birchas HaTorah, like Birchas HaMazon, is a Birchas HaShevach. Okay. So that's the Gemara itself, first makor for Birchas HaShevach. So the second makor for Birchas HaShevach comes to the world famous Ramban. Right? If everyone can turn to the second sheet on Mar Makomos, right? The Ramban, right, in his Hasagos to the Rambam's, you know, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban has a whole list of what he calls Shichas HaEsen, where he lists a number of mitzvos asay, which according to the Rambam mistakenly omitted from his list of birchos, from the list of minyan mitzvos. And on that list, mitzvah tesvav, the 15th on the list, is the Ramban says, Rambam, you left out the mitzvos asay de oraisa of birchos haTorah. So it's clear from the Ramban, just from the fact that the context is in the list of shichas haEsen, that it's the oraisa. But right now we're trying to prove not only that it's deraisa, that it's by its nature is a Birchas HaShevach, so that we need to look at the Ramban's Lashon. And we're going to see that the Ramban's Lashon is very clear that he views it as a Birchas HaShevach. On the daf, would you mind taking the Ramban away? So right off the bat, what's the indication that Shevach?
Basically says everything that Shevach is.
Exactly, right? It says the keyword is lahodos, right? The Ramban formulates the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah about a chiyuv of hodah to Hashem, right? Every time we learn, we'll get back to that. Every time we learn, you're mechuyav to offer Shevach for basically giving us the Torah. And he continues, v'hodienu. And what's so amazing about the Torah? And it gives us what? Exactly, it affords us, it informs us of what are the ma'aseh mitzvos, which will enable us to be zochep l'chayei olam haba. But again, the Ramban starts off very clearly formulating the mitzvah all in terms of Shevach. But the Ramban, l'shitaso, in the next couple of lines, is going to continue with this theme. Yeah? So Rabban Lashitaso compares it what? To what? Exactly. Just like, very important, Lashonos. Kaasher, just like there's a mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon, Cain, so too the mitzvah here. Rabban Lashitaso, it would only make sense to make such a comparison to say, this is just like Birchas HaMazon, if you think that Birchas HaTorah is all about Shevach. And then Lashitaso, again, the third line. Right, so the Ramban, the Shitaso, to adopting the Shevach approach, is very comfortable with saying that the drasha on Chafalaf is a drasha Gemura, or the drasha of Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godel Lelokeinu, which he pointed out has the Mashmaos of Shevach. The Ramban says, yeah, that's exactly my Makor. So the Ramban in three comments. Number one, formulating the mitzvah in terms of Shevach. Number two, his equation between the Birchas HaTorah and the Birchas HaMazon. And number three, his embracing of the Makor of Kishem Hashem Akra V'Godel Elokeinu all works out beautifully for the Ramban, who thinks that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach.
Is he also going to use this for Zimur? Does he also?
I'm not sure. We have to look into that based on our conversations later. I'm not sure. But an edit ha'ara that my father-in-law likes to say is that, remember, for the Ramban now, I report that the Ramban, being a Berachos HaShavach person, right, is very comfortable understanding the Makor of Kishem Hashem Akra HaVugod Elokinu as a Drasha Gemura, because it's all about Shavach. So we pointed out before, the other assumption, right, of this, of saying that Kishem Hashem Akra is a Makor for Berachos HaTorah, is that Kishem Hashem Akra refers, right, even though it's referring to Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reference to Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu also refers to Talmud Torah. So my follow-up points out, it's Ramban L'shitaso. Right, the Ramban is the one who famously, right, we'll read it inside, the Ramban is the one who famously, into his Akhtama, right, Ramban Al Torah, his Akhtama to Sefer Parishas, is the one who basically brings down this idea that the Torah is comprised of Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says my follow-up, Ramban, beautiful L'shitaso. The same Ramban in Al Torah is very comfortable with this idea of the Torah being comprised of Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the same Ramban is very comfortable understanding the drush of Kishem Hashem Akra as a drush of Gemura referring to Talmud Torah, because even though the pasuk itself is referring to Shmos Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shmos Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu is also referenced to Talmud Torah, because Torah itself is comprised of Shmos Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Doesn't Kishem Hashem Akra refer to the bracha, not to the Divrei Torah?
No, according to this drasha, if you think that the Makor d'Oraisa for Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Akra, then Kishem Hashem Akra is referring to when you call out, when you learn Torah.
Doesn't Gemara and Yom say that Hashem is the one who's, that Moshe is the one who's
calling? That's a reference before. That's a different drasha. That's a different drasha. Again, they could all, that's saying, oh, when you actually refer to Shem Hashem through a bracha, Havugod Elkeinu, say amen. That's a different drasha. But if you think that our drasha is a drasha Gemura, you're saying that this pasuk of Kishem Hashem Akra is referring to, Kishem Hashem Akra is referring to reading the Torah. So we basically, right before you got here, the question was like, how did you learn from, you know, enunciating Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Talmud Torah? The idea is, if you understood that the Torah itself is comprised of Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Since they think that the Torah is just Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be something else.
No, but we'll see. Let's read the Ramban. The way the Ramban's going to say is that it's comprised of Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously the breakdown is different, so that it's not just that, but the Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also teach us all the contents of the Torah itself. Let's just see the Ramban, famous Ramban. Meir, would you mind? It's the first, you know.
Right,
so Ramban is basically saying, it stems from a Kabbalistic idea, that the entire Torah, all the letters of the Torah, if you broke down the words differently, would be a reference to the Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, obviously, whatever that means. So for our purposes, right, in fact, the Ramban, it feels very comfortable saying Kishem Hashem Akra as a reference to Torah, works out very much L'shitaso to, you're right, to holding this idea that the Torah itself is comprised of Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Har number one. The Ramban, right, at the end of his piece here in Sefer Mitzvos, in Shichas HaEsen, basically has an implicit question. He basically asks himself, okay, granted, the inyan of Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa, fine. But maybe it shouldn't be counted separately in the minyan of mitzvahs. Why? Because it should be included in what?
Talmud Torah.
Maybe, Ramban is implicitly asking himself, it should be included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? Just like there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so this is a chilek of that mitzvah. So it comes along the Ramban at the end of this piece to say, no, because you find a precedent of other, like, dibur-related introductions to mitzvahs, where the dibur introduction to the mitzvah is counted as a distinct mitzvah. What are those two other parallels that the Ramban quotes? Mikra Bikurim. The Mikra Bikurim is a separate mitzvah from Bikurim itself, from Hava'as Bikurim. This is a mitzvah of bringing Mikurim. It's a separate mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. We'll see in a second. This is Arami Ovid. Avi, right, a big chunk of the Haggadah on Lel Pesach is what is recited in terms of Mikra Bikurim. What's the other one? Is that what? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is separate from Achilas Pesach. So Ramban says, let's just, who's reading the Ramban originally? Oh, Nadav, you mind skipping to the end? It says, Ve'in Ro'i, see two lines from the end, Ve'in Ro'i.
Ve'in Ro'i.
Right, so again, it's an implicit question. He's basically, oh, and don't tell me that the Birchas HaTorah should be a separate, maybe it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvos, it should be part of the chilek of Talmud Torah. So Ramban says, no, because Matzinu, we have a precedent in the context of Mikra Bikurim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where you have these introductions, these dibur introductions, which still constitute a mitzvos bifnei atzman. But, well, yeah.
When do we determine when the bracha is the second?
Okay, good. Excellent, right? So the Ramban points out this precedent. Okay, fine, you have a precedent, but he didn't really explain why is it that when it comes to certain, to formulate and adopt in terminology, sometimes typical birchos and mitzvos are just a chilek. So why when it comes to these diburim, why when it comes to these diburs, do we find that these are independent mitzvahs? What are unique about these three introductory, you know, dibur-related introductions to these three mitzvahs that they are considered mitzvahs bifnei atzman? So I think it's possible to suggest that what's unique about all three of these dibur introductions is that they all place the following mitzvah in a broader context. They basically point out that these three mitzvahs of Birchas HaTorah, Mikra Bikurim, and Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim both basically introduce the following mitzvah by pointing out that this mitzvah that I'm about to do is part of larger themes. Right? So, and we're going to see that the reason why they're mitzvahs b'ifnei atzman is because they introduce new overarching themes. Right, which place the following mitzvah in a certain context, but the mitzvah itself would not have clearly indicated those larger themes without these introductions. By contrast, a typical birchas mitzvah isn't an independent mitzvah because all a birchas mitzvah does is that it just references the ma'isa mitzvah itself. Give me a typical birchas mitzvah.
Tefillin.
Right, laniach tefillin. All you're doing is that you make a bracha about the ma'isa mitzvah that I'm about to do. Doesn't introduce any themes. Doesn't offer a broader context of the mitzvah. The mitzvah tefillin is not just this ma'isa mitzvah. It's part of this broader thing about Yetzias Mitzrayim, etc. That's not all the bracha does. All the introduction does. It's a reference to what I'm about to do, right? And we'll get to the nature of birchas mitzvah later on this again. But what's unique about these three introductions is that they point out these overarching themes that are part of the following mitzvah. Let's go through each one. Birchas HaTorah, for instance. Hopefully we'll get back to this later on, I'm not sure. But if you look at the nusach of these brachos of Birchas HaTorah, there are so many themes, right, in Birchas HaTorah, which basically shed light about the nature of Talmud Torah. Basically, don't think that Talmud Torah is just about, you know, understanding the content of Torah to know, you know, how to perform mitzvos. Say the Birchas HaTorah, it's all about, there's a broader theme we'll hopefully develop later, it's all about the relationship to, anybody have a sitter? It's all about the relationship, right, Talmud Torah is all about the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is so many, I guess I have some of it here at the end of this again. So you have, you go through, again, starting with just like, I'll go through really quickly, right? Going through the nusach of the bracha, right? It's la'asok b'divrei Torah. Again, this the lashon of asek, which is an implication of like the effort you put in. It's not just, okay, I have to know the contents. It's about the effort you put in, because again, maybe we'll develop this later, because if it's all about developing a relationship and the effort that you put into that relationship is crucial, then you have the factor of a ha-revna, which is about the enjoyment, which added that the enjoyment of the process of learning, which we'll get back to tomorrow, is also a chilek in the Torah. And then the idea of like the mesorah, it says amcha beis Yisrael, this idea of, right, yodei shemecha, again, the shema shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting to know you, Hashem, developing their relationship, asher bachar banim kol amim, which is all, again, it's all shirin of itself, but asher bachar, it's all about the fact that Hashem chose us to develop this relationship. There's so many different indications in the nusach of Birchas HaTorah. So many themes which come out of the nusach of Birchas HaTorah, which basically sheds light on the nature of Torah itself. It's like that Torah is not simply a means to, you know, attain content to know how to do mitzvahs, but so much Talmud Torah is so much broader than that. It's all about the relationship. It's all about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc. So basically, Birchas HaTorah therefore is not just, right, basically, through the Shevach, use the Ramban terminology, through the Shevach of Berachos HaTorah, it's highlighting all these broader themes to put the following mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a broader context. Similarly, let's go back to the other two. Mikra Bikurim, we referenced before. What is Mikra Bikurim all about? First of all, what is Tavalas Bikurim? What do you do in Bikurim? You bring your what? Your first fruits to the Mizbeach, to Yerushalayim, you eat it there, etc. Right? But, and what's Mikra Bikurim? What's the big parsha? Arami Elvi Ravi. Which is all about giving broader context, right, to Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So again, it's taking the mitzvah you're about to do, which is about just Havas Bikurim, you're just taking your fruits to Yerushalayim, and putting it in context of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, which itself in broader context of, Arami Ovid Avi. So again, it's not just, right, these amiros aren't just mere introductions, oh, I'm about to do the following Maisa Mitzvah. It's about putting the following Maisa Mitzvah in a broader context with broader themes. And that's why it's an independent mitzvah. And the third example of Super Yitzhak Mitzrayim, right, also clearly, right? Super Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which is all about developing, right, the themes of Sheba Mitzrayim, right, Geulas, Cheirus, Geula, see, right, Kolamar Baharez and Meshubach, it's all about broadening the themes to basically to give context to the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is not just a Maisa Achila, it's all about part of these broader themes of Shibud and Geulas Mitzrayim. So again, I think the underlying theme to all three mitzvahs that the Ramban points out is that in all three cases, it's not just a stam berachas mitzvah where you reference the maisa mitzvah that you're about to do, but gives basically develops the broader themes associated with that mitzvah and places that mitzvah in a certain context. And that's why, because it goes beyond just a mere introduction of the maisa that you're about to do, but gives a broader context and develops the important themes, that's why they're all mitzvahs b'pniyatz. Yeah.
Brachas before regular mitzvahs are not Dereisa at all.
Correct.
Right? So why can't you just say these three are Dereisa as opposed to regular mitzvahs, which is Derabanan? The Derabanan mitzvahs are obviously Bechlal, the mitzvah itself, because Derabanan are just that, sort of like building on the mitzvah itself.
But I guess
these are completely separate.
But you still have to ask why. Meaning, just because something is Derabanan, meaning, but I'm saying, let's say these were merely Birchos HaMitzvahs. Right, this is merely we'll get contrast. The Kiryas Sefer, we'll see later. Right, he's going to say basically, seemingly, since Birchas HaTorah is merely a Birchas HaMitzvah, so therefore that's why the Rambam doesn't count it separately, because it's merely an addendum. It's merely an introduction to the mitzvah itself. So it's bechlal the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even though it's Deoraisa, says the Kiryas Sefer, it's still just the fact that it's Deoraisa is not a reason. Right, one of the shrushim of the Rambam for meaning of mitzvahs is that if something is a chilek of another mitzvah, it's counted as part of that mitzvah, it's not counted separately. So the Ramban can't simply, right, in order to understand the Ramban, it can't simply, oh, they're de'oraisa, therefore they're separate, because no, there are many de'oraisa which aren't counted independently because they're a chilek of another mitzvah. So we're trying to explain, why are these de'oraisas separate? Why are they not merely a chilek of the mitzvahs? Because the answer is, we're saying, because they don't merely reference the Maisa Mitzvah, they present their own themes, and therefore their mitzvah is Bifnei Asp. Kobe, do you have my hand up? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was wondering, it seems like at least two of these, like they're not just like saying a bracha, they're just saying it's telling from the Torah, but not the Torah, so that makes it
mean. So, yeah, by Mikra Bikurim. So, say again?
Mikra Bikurim and Tiberius is not, you're actually saying over Pesachim, they're not just saying a bracha, so I don't know.
Interesting. But again, we know Tefillah, meaning also.
Saying, yeah, but it seems like those are maybe more like precedents, like actually say it and make it their eyes, but it's like actually Pesukim in the Torah, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, interesting. But again, just because you're invoking Pesukim in the Torah doesn't mean, well, what makes something Minatorah is the fact that the Chiyu is Minatorah.
Yeah, the words themselves I'm saying would maybe be more different.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Okay, so Adkan we have in terms of the first approach of Birchos HaShevach, we have the Pashup Shah, the Gemara, and Chafalaf Amin Aleph. Then we have the Ramban in Shichas HaEssen and Minyan HaMitzvos. And now moving on to the Sefer HaChinuch. Anybody? Oh, all right, this is the Sefer HaChinuch. This is in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, right? So here, the I believe, right, the context is Birchos HaMazon, right? Right, so within the context of Birchas, right, there's an example of the Sefer Chinuch, right, mentioning the De'oraisa of Birchas HaTorah within, not as a separate in the Minyan HaMitzvos. I think the Sefer Chinuch generally follows the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos, I believe that's a klal. So he doesn't count it separately, but in, while discussing the mitzvah Tav Lamed, the mitzvah of Birchas HaMozen, he points out that generally, right, aside from Birchas HaMozen, generally mitzvos are only Midzir Rabbanan. There are two exceptions, says the Sefer Chinuch. One exception is Birchas HaMozen. But he says there's another exception, and that is Birchas HaTorah. All right, and the Sefer Chinuch, but very importantly, not only says that Birchas HaTorah is Midoraisa, but has a very important formulation of it. You see the line, we'll go backwards, we see the line, Alken Yichayvunu, Yor Yichayvenu, Hakel, towards the end of it. Basically, he formulates, again, similar to the Ramban, when he formulates the mitzvah, he says, Al-Kain, are yichayvenu hakel, lahodos, lefanav, kodem, kriyas, hator. Again, Sefer HaChinuch clearly formulates the mitzvah, you got it? Right, clearly formulates the mitzvah de'oraisa, birchas HaTorah, similar to the Ramban, in terms of hodah. So again, that's why that puts the Sefer HaChinuch on this, right, within this first approach, clearly formulating like the Ramban as a chiyuv of shevach v'hoda. And the other piece, which is interesting in the Sefer HaChinuch, we're discussing with Nadav during Seder, is that the Sefer HaChinuch seems to have a very interesting understanding of the Pirchos in the Gemara. Right, when the Gemara has the Pirchos of Shekein Nene and Shekein Chaya Olam, so it's not, right, one interpretation of the Gemara is that Shekein Nene is focused on Hana, in contrast to Torah, which is focused on, let's say, being Zochel Chai Olam. But the Sefer HaChinuch is interesting. The way he understands the Pirchos is a chilek between, like, physical Hana, right, physicality, and spirituality. And it says the Sefer HaChinuch, which is a very interesting understanding of those Pirchos, that basically, that when you're talking about Shevach in the physical realm, like Birchos HaMozen, so that's Shekeinen, that there in the physical realm, you as a person don't fully appreciate physical Hana until afterwards. Right? You can't fully anticipate the body. You know what he says? Like the physical body can't fully anticipate physical Hana. The body can only appreciate physical Hana post facto, afterwards. Therefore, Shekein Nana says when it comes to physical Hana of Birchas HaMozon, that's Shayach to do with Dafka afterwards. But when the realm of spirituality, where he says the Seichel, can, right, the Seichel in the realm of spirituality can anticipate, right, the spiritual opportunity in front of it. So in the realm of spirituality, like a spiritual opportunity like Talmud Torah, so there you can offer Shevach even beforehand. So it's like an interesting take that the Sefer HaChinuch has on these two Pirchos of Shekein Nene versus Shekein Chaya Olam as this breakdown between physicality, which we can only offer full Shevach for post facto, afterwards. Masha'en Kein, Shevach for spiritual opportunities can be done beforehand because you as the spiritual aspect of a person can anticipate, you know, spiritual opportunities beforehand. Which is like an interesting breakdown.
So yeah. Why am Chazal stacking in Brachos before?
A Birchas Hananen, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to get back to, I guess, early in the summer, that not so pasha that that's a Shevach.
Oh.
Like if that's just a Matir. Exactly. For sure, if it's a Matir, that's an easy way to explain it because you have to be Matir beforehand. But again, even according to the approach that a Birchas Hananen is a Shevach, these Pirchos referring to the Doraisa. On a Doraisa level, the Iker is afterwards for physical, and then maybe the Chamim want to say, oh, you should also give a Shevach beforehand. That's what you get out of that. Uh-huh. That's it's a great question. Yeah.
How would you explain the Kalachomers then? Because it seems like, for this answer, that the Kalachomer would work. You're even able to appreciate it beforehand.
I don't know if it's
so
even.
After, like, you should also say
well, remember, I think he's understanding the Pirchos, which are the maskana of the Gemara.
Yeah, that means you can't learn Kalachomer.
Correct.
But then it seems like from his answer, that from his way of learning the Chiluk, that you would be able to.
Oh, you're saying it's like an even?
Yeah.
I guess he would say is that if you're able, I think what the, it's a great question, but I think what the Chinuch will tell you is that if you're able to do it beforehand, that's ideal. So, but when it comes to physicality, where you can't do it properly beforehand, you have to do it afterwards. But when it comes to spirituality, where you where you can do it beforehand, so then that's the ikur, and then that's the ikur time to do it. I think that's the way, that's a great question, but I think that's the way he's going to learn it. So far in terms of the first approach, we've had the, right, the Pashat and Chaf Aleph and Aleph, we had the Ramban, and we just had the Sefer Achinach. And just two more, okay, Achronim, along these lines, and before we move on to the second approach. And that is, right, the fourth makor for this idea is the Minchas Chinuch, right? So the Minchas Chinuch on the spot, again, in Mitzvah, Tav, Lamed, Os, Hey, right, in the newer editions. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch, again, adopts the Sefer Chinuch's approach that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShavach, and utilizes that to explain an issue that many Achronim were bothered by. What's the issue that many Achronim are bothered by?
Nashim.
Right, the big question that bothers many Achronim is that we know in Shulchan Aruch, right, not just Etzem Nashim, but right, the application here, Chas V'Shalom, right, which is why is it, right, especially according to the Shittos and the Rishonim, that Nashim do not recite Birchos HaMitzvos for Birchos, like the Shittos HaRamam, that Nashim do not recite Birchos HaMitzvos for mitzvos Aseh Shazman Grama. So why is it that we find that the women do, that Nashim do recite a Birchos HaTorah? So the way the Minchas Chinuch resolves that problem is, no, not a problem. Because that cloud about women not reciting Birchos HaMitzvos for mitzvos that they're paturos from is limited to Birchos HaMitzvos. Says Minchas Chinuch, not a problem, because Birchos HaTorah is not a Birchos HaMitzvah, it's rather Birchos HaShevach. And therefore, even though women are mufka from the mitzvah Talmud Torah, because the Birchos Torah is not a Birchos HaMitzvah, it's rather Birchos HaShevach, and the Shevach is just going on Torah itself, and therefore Nashim would be just as Shayach to be Meshabeach, right? The fact that, you know, Hashem gave us the Torah as men are. So again, the Minchas Chinuch clearly adopts this Birchas HaShevach approach, and with it, he utilizes that Yisod to explain why Nashim are Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Along those lines, you have this famous Reb Chaim. And with this, we'll conclude the first approach. Right, Reb Chaim quoted in the Griz. This is the Griz on the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes Zayin. So there in the last paragraph of the piece, right, the Griz quotes his father, Reb Chaim, as presenting this famous idea of Reb Chaim. That, and the way it's presented is that Reb Chaim says that the Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's rather, everyone uses the phrase, it's rather the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv a Birchas HaTorah. Right? And Medayik this from the Pasuk, the Kishem Hashem Akra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, is that when you engage, right, when you read the Torah, when you read the Chefza Shel Torah, Havu Godol Elokeinu, you're Mechuyav to recite a Bracha. So says Reb Chaim, explicitly that the Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's rather that the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv a Bracha. And with that, Reb Chaim, similar to Minchas Chinuch, says, oh, that's what you can understand why Nashim are Mervarchos Birchas HaTorah, even though the Rambam, right, famously holds that women do not make Birchas HaMitzvahs for mitzvahs such as Talmud Torah for which they are peturos, says Reb Chaim, like the Minchas Chinuch, because it's not a bracha, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's rather that the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv a Birchas HaTorah, so therefore that applies equally to women, even though they are mufkaos from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So while Reb Chaim doesn't explicitly characterize Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaShevach, I understand that, but I think the implication of Reb Chaim is that he belongs to this list. And by that, it's clearly rejecting the option of Birchas HaMitzvah. That's clear. It's clear Reb Chaim says it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's rather the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv HaBracha. But, right, the fact that he says, that the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv HaBracha, just like it's Mefurish in the Pasuk of Kishem HaShem Akra, it sounds like Reb Chaim is saying that the Pasuk of Kishem HaShem Akra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, is saying that the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv HaShevach of Havu Godol Elokeinu. So although, like, everyone quotes the Reb Chaim as saying, it's a Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv HaBracha, it sounds like that's a version of Birchas HaShevach. That the Chefza Shel Torah is Mechayiv of Birchas HaShevach. And we'll see. The fact that it's formulated in these terms of Chefza Shel Torah be Mechayiv of Birchas HaShevach is going to have its own set of nafkamina in terms of perhaps saying on certain Chefza Shel Torah and on other Chefza Shel Torah. But generally speaking, it sounds like Reb Chaim is saying this idea that when you engage a Chefza Shel Torah, you're Mechayiv to be Hovu Godol Elokeinu, to offer Shevach to Hashem. So while I admit that Reb Chaim doesn't explicitly characterize Birchas HaTorah as the Birchas HaShevach, the implication you get from the piece is that it's that it it's along the lines of a Berachas HaShavach, and just he's like a certain take on it that the engaging in a certain Chefs of Shal Torah is Mechayev HaShavach. Was there a hand at some point? No? Okay. So Ad Kan is the first approach that Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaShavach. I'd like to now transition the last 15 minutes that we have to the second approach, which says that Berachas HaTorah is a typical Berachas HaMitzvah. And it's very important, according to the second approach, that Birchas HaTorah is a typical Birchas HaMitzvah, the parameters, the gedarim of Birchas HaTorah are going to have to conform to the ordinary parameters of typical Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's very important that depending on whether you adopt the first approach as the Birchas HaShavach or you adopt the second approach as the Birchas HaMitzvah is going to have major nafkamina because there are major nafkamina between Birchas HaShavach and Birchas HaMitzvah. For example, we'll get to, you know, let's say, Hefsek, right? There are different types of brachos are subject to different types of dinim, such as Hefsek, and therefore, depending on which approach you take, it's going to have a huge impact on the various pratim relating to Birchas HaTorah. But before we get to the Rishonim or the Mefarshim who adopt this Birchas HaMitzvah approach, it's important to note that this doesn't seem to work with the drush of Kishem HaShem Ekra. So this approach, these Rishonim or these Mefarshim who adopt this Birchas HaMitzvah approach are going to have to, you know, explain away the drush of Kishem HaShem Ekra as either saying that it's not accepted lahalacha, that just like, you know, just like the Kal Vachomers are rejected lamaskana, somehow so too the original drushas are not accepted lahalacha, or explain that it's just, or explain that it's some type of a smachta ba'alma. So again, in some way, if you're accepting the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, we pointed out that the drusha itself, Kishem HaShem Ekra Hovu Gadol Lakeinu, doesn't sound like a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? So somehow this approach presumably is going to have to lav davka the drusha, either by saying that the drusha is not accepted l'halacha, or by saying that the drusha was always an asmachta ba'alma, and therefore as an asmachta ba'alma can't necessarily shed light on the nature of Birchas HaTorah. So it's just important to know.
Can you learn that from Rashi's drusha? Learn that from Kishem HaShem Ekra?
Rashi
said that the bracha learned out for Kishim HaShem Ekra, not Havagadlo.
Rashi is just quoting, saying Rashi and Chavalov?
Yeah.
Rashi and Chavalov is just explaining, I think I was just bringing a... He's just saying, oh look, you see in Yuma, this, that the way you read this puzzle, Kishim HaShem Ekra, is that if one person calls out to Hashem, the Shem HaShem, someone else has to respond with Sheva.
Yeah, he said that Kishim HaShem Ekra is referring to bracha, not Havagadlo.
But how would that help you?
And then this is the Birchas HaMitzvah. For the Shira, he's like, he did Kishim HaShem Ekra of a bracha.
But again, that drasha is the chiyuv to respond on me. I mean, Kishem HaShem Ekra means when you're calling out the name of Hashem, the chiyuv is Hovu Gadol Elokeinu. The only thing that this drasha establishes is the chiyuv of Hovu Gadol Elokeinu. Meaning, when you're doing X, you have a chiyuv to do Y. So, meaning, I don't think Rashi is saying this is the makor for the chiyuv bracha. He's saying that this is the makor that when you're reciting brachos, is the chiyuv of to recite Amen. Hear what I'm saying?
So why is he bringing that in?
I think he's bringing that as a parallel. That look, you see that the parallel Gemara that Kishem HaShem Ekra, that when you read, when someone is, you know, Korei B'Shem HaShem, there's a chiyuv to respond with some type of shevach. So too again, he does explain. So too here, when you're engaging the Shem HaShem of Torah, so too there's a chiyuv of Habu Gadol Kenu, not with an amen, but with the Birchas HaTorah.
Ah, okay.
That's why I understood. That's why I understood it. So again, just the kishem is like when you are, you know, korei b'shem Hashem, you know, then there's a chiyav of havugod olakin. It's hard to say that kishem Hashem is the mechayev. It just doesn't sound like that in the pasuk. Fine, right? Therefore, havugod olakin, which sounds like it's shavach, would have to either be like an asmachta ba'alma or just rejected, you know, lahalach. Fine. So let's just quickly go through the rishonim or starting. The Mikoros who seem to adopt this. First makor for this idea seems to be the Yerushalmi. And obviously the Yerushalmi doesn't have to deal with the Bavli's drasha. So the Yerushalmi, which I think is on the bottom of the first page, the Yerushalmi seems to clearly characterize Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas Mitzvah. Emmanuel, would you mind reading the Yerushalmi? Right, so what's the context of the Yerushalmi? Trying to understand what's the makor for what?
For
Birchos HaMitzvah, in general. Right? How do we know that there's a chiv of Birchos HaMitzvah? Right? And we're going to see, fascinating, what's the makor? Yeah? Right, so you have this hekesh between the Torah and the mitzvah. So Yerushalmi learns, So Yerushalmi projects that what's the makor for, right? What's the makor for Birchas HaMitzvahs generally? Birchas HaTorah. And this limud from Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMitzvahs presumably only makes sense if Birchas HaTorah itself is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? If Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, like approach number one, wouldn't make any sense to derive a chi of a Birchas HaMitzvahs from Birchas HaShevach. So the fact, again, you're in a way reconstructing, but the fact that the Yerushalmi learns out Birchas HaMitzvahs generally from Birchas HaTorah, the implication is that Birchas HaTorah itself is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the first right raya to the second approach, that Birchas HaTorah is midin Birchas HaMitzvah, is this Yerushalmi. Fine. Second makor for this idea is the Kiryas Sefer b'shem the Rambam. Right? We know the Rambam famously omits, as Ramban points out, the Rambam famously omits the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah from Minyan HaMitzvos, right? So we pointed out in the beginning of the Shira, so that Megillas Esther says, oh, must be the Rambam thinks it's Derabanan, and therefore it learns the whole Sugya and Chafal, which is a Masmachta Ba'alma. Again, Megillas Esther is not so happy with it, but he says, that seems to be the Pshat in the Rambam, because why else would he leave it out from Minyan HaMitzvos if not for the fact that he thinks it's only the Derabanan? But the Kiryas Sefer, as we'll see right now, has an alternative approach. It says, no, the Rambam does think that Birchas HaTorah is Midoraisa, but why does he leave it out? Not because it's not midoraisa, but rather because it's a chilak of mitzvah Talmud Torah. As we referenced before, right, to Gavi, is that the reason not to count something as an independent mitzvah either could be because only midrabanan, or because the chilak, it's a part of another mitzvah. So says the Kiryas Sefer, the Rambam thinks that Birchas HaTorah is midoraisa. He doesn't count it as an independent mitzvah because he thinks it's included within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So this idea of saying that Birchas HaTorah is simply a chilek of Talmud Torah, the simple pshat is that because, if you understand that Birchas HaTorah is simply a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's merely an introduction to the mitzvah itself, so that just like you don't count other Birchas HaMitzvahs, right, even though they're mostly Midrabanan, but just like you wouldn't count typical Birchas HaMitzvahs, even if they were Midoraisa, because Birchas HaMitzvahs are simply introduction to the mitzvah itself, and therefore they're a chilek of the mitzvah itself, so too, presumably says the Kiryas Sefer, since Birchas HaTorah is simply a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's simply an introduction to the mitzvah itself of Talmud Torah, and therefore it's included within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. So again, the Kiryas Sefer B'Shem the Rambam seems to be another makor for this idea that Birchas HaTorah is simply a Birchas HaMitzvah. Again, the Kiryas Sefer doesn't explicitly say that, but it's the simplest explanation for why Birchas HaTorah would simply be a chilek of Talmud Torah is because it's simply the Birchas HaMitzvah
for it. For it to be a chilek of Talmud Torah, the Rambam has to say it in the
Exposition. Okay, excellent. Awesome, we're going to get to that right now. So, Baruch Kivanta. So I would say there seem to be two problems with this explanation of the Kiryas Sefer, right? One is exactly what Ari just said, right? Again, two problems with the Kiryas Sefer's suggestion that Birchas HaTorah is simply a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is Birchas HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Problem number one is that if this were true, the Rambam codifies the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the Minyan HaMitzvos and mitzvah Yud Aleph, which we'll read in future Shirim. Rambam in mitzvah Yud Aleph, mitzvah Saseh Yud Aleph, when he talks about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you would expect the Rambam to mention there, oh, by the way, a chilek of this mitzvah, Talmud Torah, is this chiyav d'oraisa of Birchas HaTorah. But if you look there in mitzvah Yud Aleph, the Rambam doesn't mention Birchas HaTorah. So again, one problem with the Kiryas Sefer's explanation of the Rambam, that if the Kiryas Sefer was correct, that the Birchas HaTorah is a d'oraisa component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then the Rambam should have placed Birchas HaTorah within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And yet, if you look there in Minyan HaMitzvos, mitzvahs asay Yud Aleph, the Rambam doesn't mention Birchas HaTorah there. That's problem number one. Problem number two, in addition to where the Rambam doesn't mention Birchas HaTorah, you have to think about where the Rambam does mention Birchas Torah. In Mishneh Torah, where does the Rambam mention the halachos of Birchas Torah? In Hilchos Tefillah. In the context of, oh, do you remember the, I didn't have you see it. The broader context there is Birchas HaShachar. So, if the Rambam really felt that Birchas HaTorah was a Birchas HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah, so there are two better places the Rambam should have mentioned in Mishneh Torah. Either within Hilchos Talmud Torah, right? If this is a chilek in Talmud Torah, it should be either in Hilchos Talmud Torah, or at least in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, alongside where the Rambam discusses Birchas HaMitzvahs generally. Right, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos mentions there. That's where he has his discussion of Birchos Hamitzvos generally. So either you put it in Rambam should have put it in Hilchos Talmud Torah because it's a chilek of Talmud Torah, or at least put it by the Rambam's other discussion of Birchos Hamitzvos in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Brachos. The fact that the Rambam doesn't place it in either place, but rather places it in Hilchos Tefillah within the context of other Birchas HaShevach sounds like the Rambam, we'll get back to this later, it points in the direction that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is a Chelek in Talmud Torah, it sounds like points in the direction of Birchas HaShevach itself. We'll get back to the Birchas HaShevach indication in later Shirim, but just again, two problems with the Kiryas Sefer's approach. Number one is that the Rambam should have placed it in Minyan HaMitzvahs within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and also similarly in Mishneh Torah, he should have placed it either in Hilchos Talmud Torah or in Hilchos Brachos in the context of Brachos HaMitzvah, not in Hilchos Tefillah, where he ends up placing it. Fine, but nonetheless, you have in terms of this approach, you have the Yerushalmi saying it clearly Brachos HaMitzvah, and you have the Kiryas Sefer b'shem the Rambam, and let's see. We'll try to do three more makoros for this Birchas HaMitzvah approach. The third makor is the Tosfos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So again, this is a topic which we'll get back to later, but in the context of Hefsek, that basically, I guess I don't have time to read it inside right now, but Tosfos Yud Aleph Amud Beis is a very crucial Tosfos. Jirmasel Shekvar Nifter Ba'ava Rabba. Right after quoting one of the Shitos, which says that basically as long as you recite Birchas HaTorah once a day, that covers you the entire day. And there's no problem of hefsek. There's no problem that you interrupted, right? You went to work after your bracha before you started learning. This is clearly hefsek, right? So very important. Tosfos, after presenting the shita which says one Birchas HaTorah suffices for the entire day, he asks Tosfos asks a very important question. He says, "Maishna from what? From sukkah? From what? From what part of sukkah?" The birchas hamitzvah of leishay b'sukkah. Tosfos asked, why is birchas haTorah treated any differently than the birchas hamitzvah of leishay b'sukkah? So we'll get to Tosfos' answer in later shiurim, but just the question itself implies that birchas haTorah is a birchas hamitzvah. Because if birchas haTorah wasn't a birchas hamitzvah, then why in the world would you compare it to a birchas hamitzvah of leishay b'sukkah? That comparison, the basis of that question, only makes sense if the Tosfos thinks that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So they have a question. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, why is Birchas HaTorah treated differently than other Birchas HaMitzvahs, such as Leishay B'Sukkah? And then the Tosfos is going to have to offer a chiluk between these respective mitzvahs. But just the question itself, right, where the Tosfos seems to equate Birchas HaTorah with other Birchas HaMitzvos, implies along the lines of the Yerushalmi and the Kiryas Sefer, B'Shem HaRambam, that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine. The last Rishon, who seems to adopt this approach that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, is the Tshuvas HaRashba. Again, I don't know, we have so much time here. But what's the context of the Rashba? What question is the Rashba fielding? Addressing? Exactly. Why don't you recite a bracha la'achara for Birchas HaTorah? And what's the Rashba's answer? Because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and generally Birchas HaMitzvos only have a bracha lefana over la'ziyasan, and generally speaking, they don't have a bracha la'achara. So in short, very clear indication. The Rashba says, don't ask about why there's no Birchas HaTorah la'acharea, because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchos HaMitzvos generally only have Brachos Lifnei. We'll get back to, if anyone noticed, the Rashba is a very interesting lashon when he refers to Birchas HaTorah. When he refers to Birchas HaTorah and he formulates the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, anybody pick up on the interesting lashon of the Rashba? He calls it Kriyas HaTorah. That's an interesting deal, which we'll get back to, that he characterizes Talmud Torah as Kriya Satorah. Again, here he's not referring to a Kriya Satorah like, you know, on a Monday and a Thursday. That's later in the piece. He's clearly referring to the mitzvah Talmud Torah, but yet he characterizes it in terms of a Kriya. We'll get back to that diuk in later Shira. Oh, so you have the Yerushalmi, Kriya Sefer, you have Tosos, you have the Tshuva Sarashba, and the last Makor, on which explicitly says this idea that Berachos HaTorah is a Berachos HaMitzvah, is the famous Vilna Gaon. Right, what's the context of the Shulchan Aruch that the Gra is coming to argue on? What's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that the Gra is bothered by?
Hear her, you don't have to say.
Exactly. Shulchan Aruch is a famous psak that you don't require Birchas HaTorah for hear her b'divrei Torah. And we'll get back to that. And the Gra famously asks on the Shulchan Aruch, why wouldn't you recite a Birchas HaTorah for hear her b'divrei Torah? He clearly says, Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And since you're Mekayim Talmud Torah through hearer, this is Midayik from the Lashon HaKrav HaGisa Bo. So he says, since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies to hearer, so too says the Gra, the Birchas HaTorah, Midin Birchas HaMitzvah, should also apply. Right, the Lashon is beautiful. He says, well, Kol Zet Tzarachim, this whole Psak L'Shochan doesn't make sense to me, Dekan Mivarech Ala Mitzvah. Because here, Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah. V'chileka mitzvah behirer. And is there no mitzvah Talmud Torah by hearer divrei Torah? V'alo nemer v'gisibo v'otzilomer b'leif. Right, the psukim which formulate Talmud Torah is all about, right, as the implication that it includes hearer b'leif. So says the Gra, therefore for sure there should be a bracha on hearer divrei Torah because the bracha is on the mitzvah. So far we basically developed today two different approaches, whole group of Rishonim saying that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShavach, another whole group saying it's a Birchas HaTorah, and then tomorrow we're going to see at least Achronim, who suggests a third option, that it's going to be a Birchas HaNenin, and then we'll start tomorrow also getting to some of the details which are impacted by the nature of Birchas HaTorah. We'll stop here.